Proclamation number 8524 of 10th of June, 1963. Promise of divine love, care in greatest need. And even if you will lose everything, you still have me, who is Lord over everything, over the universe, over the kingdom of light and that of darkness. You have me, from whom everything emerged and who can truly also preserve everything in greatest adversity. And if you just possess the faith that I help you, you will also be preserved, no matter how small the possibilities for it seem to be. But I know what you need, and that you will also receive. Furthermore, I am also able to keep you alive out of my power, which flows over in you, because Him, who called everything into life, what you see, is also truly possible to keep you alive through His will. And you are to believe in this, and you will fearlessly expect the coming disaster. You will always know yourselves to be safe in my protection and my love care, and you will then also think and act in my will. Around you there will be incomparable trouble, and you will not need to fear this trouble, and in a wonderful way you will come into possession of what you need and through this also be able to prove to fellow men the power of faith. And then you should only ever point to the great goodness, love and power of God, even if fellow human beings want to deny Him. You are to make them acquainted with me, who also gave them life and longs for their return to me. And it will also be easy for you to speak in view of the great misery of men, who are hit so hard exactly because of their unbelief and feel everything far more difficult than you, who know about the meaning and purpose of everything what comes. Your calmness and composure in the face of earthly events, your strong faith and the visible help you experience will nevertheless lift many people up. They will think and can also attain faith if only they are of good will. But the others are still in the power of my opponent, and they will also try to assert themselves and do this at the expense of their fellow men. And by this you can recognize the spiritual attitude of these. And as soon as they can again record earthly successes, you know that He has helped them who wants to plunge them into ruin. And these will also find their followers on a far greater scale than you, who seek to draw people over to you and would like to inform them of the spiritual kingdom and its Lord. You yourselves are never allowed to despair. You are just to always long for my presence. You are to join me the more intimately the greater the trouble becomes, which is to come over men because of their state far from God and which therefore will also touch you. But it will always be bearable for you, because I know the ones who are mine, and the ones who are mine call to me and will not be left without help. Then you are not to despair, and whether still so great distresses arise for you. My power is stronger, and my love never ceases, and so I will always be with you, you who receive my word and seek to spread it, you who accept my word and live it out. You need never fear that the Father will abandon His children, for I will heed every call and help where help is needed. Only firmly believe in me, in my love and in my power. And do not be afraid to speak of me in my love to those who have not yet found me, who do not know me as a God of love and who therefore also know nothing about the cause and purpose of their adversity. You are then to preach the gospel to them, just as I myself have instructed you. You are to give me myself the opportunity to speak through you, and also announce to them an imminent end, so that they prepare themselves for it before it is too late. And when they will see in you the effect of a deep, living faith, then also in them faith will revive or become stronger, and the small flock of mine can still increase, because every soul is still wrestled for until the end, but which then is no longer far. Earthly goods are still at your disposal, but these you are to use for work and love. You are to acquire spiritual goods for yourselves, which last, because you must give up the earthly goods when this is my will. And then it will be recognizable who belongs to mine, for he will hand out what he still possesses, and he will again and again receive from me proofs of favor of my love and power and truly need to suffer no hardship. And you humans should always bear in mind that there is one who truly has power over heaven and earth, for whom nothing is impossible and whose love is unlimited. And to this one you should call even now and then in the great adversity which befalls you humans. Pray that your faith will reach that strength where you leave everything to me without hesitation, where you give yourselves to me and place yourselves under my will. And truly, the Father will not abandon his children. He will hear every call and distribute the gifts of his love where they are awaited in deep, living faith. Amen.